What if the next breakthrough innovator isn't polishing their resume at Stanford, but stocking shelves at a grocery store? In an economy where a single exceptional hire can generate millions in value, while a mediocre one costs you years of momentum, we've somehow convinced ourselves that talent identification is about checking boxes on LinkedIn profiles. The uncomfortable truth, most organizations are spectacularly bad at finding exceptional people. They've built elaborate systems designed to avoid hiring disasters rather than discover hidden genius. This book challenges everything we think we know about spotting talent, because in a world where capital is abundant, but transformative human potential remains desperately scarce, the ability to recognize brilliance before everyone else does has become the ultimate competitive advantage. Think of talent spotting like developing an ear for music. You wouldn't expect to appreciate jazz after one listening session, yet we treat hiring as if anyone with a checklist can identify extraordinary potential. The most successful talent judges, Peter Thiel discovering Elon Musk, Michael Morris backing the Google founders, approach evaluation as a craft requiring thousands of hours of practice. They study people everywhere, watching how a barista handles a rush, analyzing why certain politicians connect while others fall flat, even dissecting celebrity gossip for insights into charisma and influence. This constant evaluation sharpens pattern recognition in ways formal training never could. The best evaluators cultivate what might be called talent intuition, the ability to sense potential before it manifests in resume-friendly achievements. They make evaluation a lifestyle, not a task. Every conversation becomes a natural experiment, every meeting a chance to test hypotheses about human capability. This obsessive curiosity separates those who occasionally stumble upon talent from those who consistently unearth it. What are the open tabs on your browser right now? This question cuts through rehearsed interviews to expose authentic habits, what someone actually does with discretionary time when no one's watching. Traditional interviews have become performance art. The best candidates pull you into their worldview through distinctive language and frameworks. Peter Thiel talks about technological stagnation and Girardian mimesis in ways that reorganize how you see the world. This language creation ability signals creative genius, someone capable of building new paradigms, not just executing existing ones. Physical setting matters profoundly. Move interviews to coffee shops or parks where interruptions create unpredictability, revealing adaptability, and stripping away rehearsed personas. For reference checks, create safety for criticism through quantitative comparisons. Among the 10 people you've managed, where would you rank them? Numerical rankings make truth-bending harder. Video calls prevent true eye contact, making trust-building more challenging. Edgy questions that might spark revealing conversations in person can feel aggressive online, requiring more careful setup through shared interests or self-deprecating humor. Virtual interactions eliminate traditional status markers. Expensive watches, commanding presence, height differences all disappear in the grid of faces. Many women report feeling more equal in video meetings, where interruptions become technically harder and speaking turns naturally alternate. Sometimes less direct contact paradoxically yields more truth. Catholic confessionals and therapy couches have long avoided eye contact to encourage openness. During pandemic lockdowns, telephone survey respondents shared personal fears more readily with faceless interviewers, turning 10-minute calls into 14-minute conversations rich with vulnerability. The information poverty of online interviews can reduce unconscious bias by diminishing culturally specific expressions of charisma. Smart organizations now develop hybrid approaches. For technical skills or initial screening, video works remarkably well. For building deep trust or assessing interpersonal dynamics, in-person meetings retain advantages. The most sophisticated talent spotters deliberately choose their medium based on what they're trying to learn. Intelligence predicts success unevenly. Finnish research found IQ strongly predicts becoming an inventor. Top 10% scores increased probability by 2 to 3 percentage points. At elite levels, each additional IQ point within the top 0.5% correlates with 5% higher lifetime earnings. For theoretical physics or advanced mathematics, cognitive horsepower matters enormously. Yet Mark Andreessen argues intelligence is overrated in hiring, especially when it crowds out drive and adaptability. One IQ point generally correlates with only 0.5 to 1% higher earnings. Moving from the 25th to 75th percentile yields just 10 to 16% earnings boost, modest compared to choosing the right industry or developing entrepreneurial skills. The real value lies in application, not possession. Intelligence creates non-linear benefits through collaboration. Bill Gates, with a hand-picked team, enjoys enormous advantages over Gates alone. Higher intelligence individuals cooperate more effectively on long-term problems, cowering research institutions and technology companies. Seek intelligence when it enables specific required capabilities, but don't worship it universally. The smartest hire isn't always the best hire. Sometimes you need moderate intelligence with extraordinary persistence. Elon Musk built PayPal, SpaceX, and Tesla through extreme risk tolerance and unconventional behavior, not intelligence alone. Top venture capitalists seek founders with high disagreeableness, driving them forward despite skepticism, and high openness, making them innovative and receptive to feedback. Conscientiousness shows the strongest earnings impact among personality traits. High IQ men scoring one standard deviation higher earned $567,000 more over their careers. Extroversion correlated with $491,000 higher lifetime earnings. Agreeableness reduced earnings by 8%, possibly because agreeable people don't aggressively advance their interests. Stamina represents one of the most underrated qualities. Bob Dylan produced dozens of albums across 60 years, remaining active at 80. Rate of improvement often matters more than current ability. Someone improving 35% yearly becomes 16 times more effective after 8 years. Generative people possess striking vitality, constantly running combinations of ideas through their minds. Even happiness matters. People who consistently smile accumulate opportunities because they're enjoyable company. The person who makes meetings energizing rather than draining compounds advantages over decades. Greta Thunberg's autism enhanced her climate activism through bluntness and single-mindedness that made her message resonate globally. Peter Thiel notes being Asperger-y can insulate against social pressure, enabling contrarian thinking. Rather than viewing disabilities as disadvantages, they reveal untapped potential through specialized skills conventional evaluation overlooks. Richard Branson and Charles Schwab credit dyslexia for helping them think big and simplify messages. Temple Grandin's visual abilities revolutionized cattle facility design by seeing details others missed. Tech companies like Microsoft, SAP, and HP Enterprise now actively recruit neurodiverse talent for unique problem-solving abilities. The gender confidence gap harms women's advancement. Men proactively network while women hesitate. Research shows women face stricter judgment when pitching, and on mixed teams, investors overlook their contributions entirely. People more easily identify intelligent men than intelligent women from photographs because smart women defy stereotypes. Organizations should ensure female participation in hiring since women better assess intelligence across genders. For Black Americans, systematic obstacles exist in talent recognition even without explicit prejudice. To overcome blind spots, acknowledge that significant groups move through life with invisible talents, then deliberately look harder. The talent revolution unfolds among the overlooked. Finding talent isn't separate from creating it. Being discovered propels individuals toward achievement they never imagined. Barack Obama hadn't planned to run for president until positive reception to his 2004 speech changed his trajectory. Many talented people simply don't recognize they could be doing something different. Make alternatives vivid and mentally real. As Talent Scout, embody inspiring visions of what someone's life might become. Expose potential top achievers to elite talent early. Seeing how exceptional minds think proves more valuable than book learning alone. Events create visceral knowledge that reading cannot. Organizations who master talent identification won't just win the next decade, they'll define it. While others optimize resume algorithms, real winners build networks in unexpected places, ask questions revealing authentic capability, and recognize genius before it becomes obvious. Your next transformative hire might be the one whose browser tabs reveal obsessive curiosity. Exceptional talent has always been there, hidden in plain sight, waiting for someone trained to see it.